Zionist Christians are guilty of a double crime. They're siding with the enemies of the gospel, Jews, and they're supporting the murder of innocent Palestinians, many of them children. Zionist Christian preacher John Hagee says he's united with the Jewish people.
Those of you who stand with Israel, give a thunderous shout of solidarity for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people around the world.
Looks like they love Jews more than they love Jesus. Hagee's not a Bible believer after all. How could he be when the Bible says not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers? Murderers too. The Jews killed their own prophets and murdered Christ. And John Hagee wants you to have solidarity with them? So when Zionist Christians cheer on Israel as they murder children by sudden death from the sky, their prospects of going to heaven look pretty slim. The Orthodox Church teaches of two ways: the narrow way leading to life, or the broad way leading to destruction; moral rectitude or moral rot. And the portal through which all must pass is the Last Judgment. But Protestants have been chipping away at the Last Judgment since the time of the Reformation. The first attack came when Martin Luther and John Calvin shifted the future judgment to past justification. They said a man is saved by faith alone, and not the works of staying on the narrow way. You needn't be afraid of the Last Judgment, they imply, because you're already saved. You're pre-acquitted. Bad morals follow bad theology. Then the full attack came at the turn of the 20th century when John Darby and Cyrus Scofield invented rapture dispensationalism. They misinterpreted Christ's words: one will be taken and one left behind. He was actually referring to the coming destruction of Jerusalem. But now with a rapture at hand, Zionist Christians don't have to worry about the Last Judgment because they'll be raptured out of here with a free ticket to heaven. The other error of the dispensationalists is Zionism. Evangelical leaders like John Hagee, Charles Stanley, and Ted Haggard teach that God has two separate plans: one for the church and one for the Jews. We're now in the church age, they say, where nothing much is expected of believers except to wait for the rapture.
The rapture could happen before we get out of this building. The church is soon to leave the world. Why? Because Jesus said, when you see these signs, lift up your heads and rejoice, your redemption draweth nigh. We're getting ready to leave here.
Then say the Zionist Christians, the Jews will take over with their 144,000, which in actuality is figurative for the fullness of the church. These 144,000 will undergo the Great Tribulation, which, by the way, already occurred in 70 AD, and will prepare the way for Jesus to set up a 1,000-year reign in Jerusalem. The absurdity is obvious. Will Jesus have an email address? Will he officiate at bar mitzvahs and Jewish burials? All of this end-time nonsense is a cover for the moral rot of Zionist Christian leaders who support the murder of innocent Palestinians, some of them Orthodox Christians, tricking their followers into siding with God's enemies, the Jews. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bible warns. Zionist Christians too, in spite of what your theologians promise you. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, but this is missing from dispensationalist theology. It's a judgment of deeds, the fruit of the heart. The tree is judged by the fruit, for out of the heart comes either moral rot or moral rectitude. Whose side are you on? Dispensationalism sides with the Jews. And I would not you should have fellowship with those who murdered Christ.